They found a body in the search for a British man who went missing on a stag do. 38-year-old Greg Monks disappeared in Albufeira last Wednesday. Britain's biggest police force has told us it needs the help of tech companies to tackle phone thefts. The Met has been giving evidence to MPs, saying if stolen phones were locked down, they couldn't be sold on. Apple says it's already invested millions in protection. The Chancellor's confirmed more pensioners will be able to get winter fuel payments this year. The government faced a backlash when it was scrapped for lots of people last autumn to save money. And after the warmest spring on record, thunderstorms are on the way. Forecasters are warning they could hit parts of the UK on Friday into Saturday. Sport. England defender Millie Bright's pulled out of being selected for the Women's Euro squad. She says she's not able to give 100% mentally or physically. Michael Carrick has left his position as Middlesbrough manager. The club has decided to make a change after he failed to win promotion to the Premier League in his last three seasons in charge. And Como's president says Cesc Fabregas will not leave the club despite interest from Inter Milan. They're reportedly keen for him to become their next manager.
Weather. With eBay. Find the right parts for your vehicle by entering your reg.
Rain spreading west across the UK overnight with a low of 4 degrees. A wet start tomorrow. Some sunny spells later with a high of 20. From Global's newsroom for Radio X, I'm Sunita Templeton.
This is Radio X.
From Global.
Clock off with Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Thank you very much indeed, Dr. Sunita Templeton. There'll be more one-minute news coming up in 1 hour from the Global One-Minute News Centre. Thanks, Sunita. So many people really enjoying Izzy this afternoon. Afternoon, Izzy. Manchester again for my collection. It's all taken longer than expected today, and so far I've kept a lid on it.
I don't know what that's about.
Mm. It's so exciting, isn't it? Thank you, Izzy. A little bit of Biffy on my retirement, 60th birthday. Been on the French martinis since 10 a.m. Off to see Twin Atlantic in Brighton tonight.
The hell's a French martini?
What is a French...
Oh, they're delicious, man.
Are they?
Are they?
I haven't just said something like really
sexual. Yeah, I was wondering.
They're so lemony.
Are they?
Are they?
They sound delicious.
Johnny, you're going to love them.
Am I going to like a French... Are you sure it's not... I haven't just said you're not all laughing now covering it up.
We're all going out for French martini.
Are we?
Yeah. Nice.
Are you sure? What is a French martini?
It's lemon juice and fun.
Okay, fair enough. Off to see Twin Atlantic in Brighton tonight. Keep the tunes banging. That's Ian from Ashington. Thank you very much indeed. Tremendous afternoon. You see, I've got a massive 3 hours for you. The first hour is going to be enormous because, aside from my foreign hell, one woman's harrowing story of when she actually faced Greek food in Greece.
Amazing.
We ask, what actual aspects of foreignness have you had to bravely deal with when you're somewhere foreign? Mm. This woman went to Greece, yeah? They served Greek food in her restaurant, in the hotel.
Unbelievable.
She got Greek food.
Unbelievable.
83936, what shocking things. I've been to, honestly, some of the things I've had to deal with in Spain, things like Spanish beer.
Unbelievable.
I know. 83936. Also, I've got a massive announcement for you. You thought it was sold out. It's not, okay? It's not. Oh. We've got the second wave for you. If you know, you know. Also, the woman's got an 18th century horologist from Lincolnshire introducing a bit of much-needed hard steel in his heroic little slot. I'm looking forward to that, Kev. A bit of specially hardened steel in your heroic little slot.
Yep.
Ticking away.
Yep.
This is The Hives. Hate Sir Told You So. Hey, I'm Johnny Vaughan. This is my 4 till something. You know what? Next 3 hours, you just relax back. I have got this. We'll take it from here.
Start your engine!
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Do what I want, 'cause I get it if I don't. Dawn.
Radio X.
This is the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. If you're listening to Radio X this morning, Moyles announced the existence of a special edition Radio X beer-proof parka.
Yeah.
It's festival... It's festival juice-proof.
Right.
Whatever liquids come at you...
Wow.
...is proof.
Uh-huh.
Well, not... I mean, obviously, acid and things.
Yeah.
Well, those... Man-made, see, some acids... I don't know.
Mm.
But demand was huge. They sold out within an hour... of going on sale. Can I just say to the Daily Star, if you're going to picture me in one alongside Noel, give us a name check. I always say what paper I'm reading from if it's one of your stories. Come on. You scratch my back.
What,
right?
you got the picture but no mention?
It just said Radio X, and it's like, who's he?
Yeah.
Come on, guys. You know, it's really slack.
That's
at the
rude.
Start. The amount of work we do for you, we keep you alive.
Yeah, right.
You know?
Both of you.
You're the lifeblood of Toby Tarrant's show, and I really lean on you, all right? Let's keep our relationship symbiotic. Christ's sake. But don't just sort of say Radio X is selling it. Here's a skin-headed one. Like I'm a mod model.
Yeah,
I
right.
I put the mod in model. So sent her back from the canteen. She's got a brown paper bag. She's got coloured cups of tea. She's
nothing
got...
bad ever happens
what,
in
got,
a brown
what,
paper
what's
bag.
What's that drink?
The woman at the canteen hid this for you. It's the last one.
Special treatment.
Hey, thank you. She's listening.
Thanks very much. It's called Perfect Ted. Health, energy, pineapple, yuzu.
Nice.
It's been developed by Marissa, who's got ADHD. And this drink, it's to avoid getting the jitters with caffeine.
Huh?
And it's brilliant. It's absolutely brilliant. It's so refreshing and light and unsugary. Talking of refreshing, light and unsugary... The Beer Proof Parker contains no sugar.
Mm-hmm.
It's light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a refreshing change for a lot of the rip-off products you will see out there.
Sure.
To keep you nice and dry.
Sure.
During the festival period. Right now, though, the bad news is the first wave sold out.
Really quick.
Really fast.
20 minutes.
Yeah.
The good news is there is a second wave.
Oh. Ooh.
Because, ladies and gentlemen... Just like the Gallaghers themselves. The Beer Proof Parker is back!
Yes!
Boom! RadioX.co.uk right now. Normally you just check it for T's and C's and all the latest news on what's happening in the world of guitar-based indie rock and roll. You can buy your very own with sales from each one. Go to Radio X's charity Global Make Some Noise. You see, yours truly sporting one, looking good. It may look like a waterproof poncho, but in the summer where the Gallaghers are back to take over our lives to Beer Proof Parkers, beer proof, or whatever is in those cups.
Sure.
It's got a mod-style target on the back. You can have it in any colour, as long as it's green. Yeah. The X25. If you want the code name for the model, it's the X25 Parker Radio X issue. The X25.
I like the detailing on it.
Mm.
It's just a great bit of kit. It really is. I mean, they threw a lot of beer at me in that alleyway just to test it so he could say beer proof. And
you came out bone
dry. Nothing goes through.
Yeah, amazing.
Nothing goes through. Amazing. I took my shoes off because I don't want to damage any shoe damage from the drip down.
Uh-huh.
Mod style target on the back. You can have it in any colour as long as it's green. It's protection from whatever Mother Nature and other human beings throw at you this summer. Mother Nature can be cruel. Man can be evil. Radio X waterproof ponchos will always keep you dry.
Nice.
We've got them covered.
Yeah. Get your special edition Radio X Beer Proof Parker. It's the X25 edition. You can get that now. RadioX.co.uk. You're also helping a really good cause. Okay, so thank you so much.
Come and steal a car with me, and we'll drive it to Belize. Just show me the dotted line. You know I'll sign it every time. Build a boat out of some. Set sail for the Far East. I dream of the trouble we'll get in. How do you say help in Mandarin? And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all. You know I can't say no. Doing everything we can. A hearse, steal some cash from your mother's purse, and sign her up for a Ponzi scheme. She'll be rich in cheap face cream. Throw a bender in a cemetery, bribe the dead to leave us be. And
Feels exactly like a great idea. And we try to sit still and feel it all, but we'd rather run away than feel it all, you know. I can't say no. Doing everything we can to increase the noise, and we don't care if it's trash that fills the void, you know.
Can't say no, that's the Wombats, who still can't say no. It's 18 minutes past four, Wednesday, June the 4th. So, woman in the papers today, she went abroad, she arrived.
She went to Corfu, didn't she?
Yeah, a Corfu hell, Gav.
She went through hell, something.
Hang on.
She went, you're about to go to Corfu?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but...
But watch out, son.
Because there was no bacon, no chips, no sausages.
Yeah. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah. Didn't have any English food.
Right, right.
She describes it. By that, she means crap. It was local nosh or nothing.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Wow.
That's in the Sun. There you go. Have that star. Yeah? Yeah, see what I've done? I've switched. A British Grand. It's in the Super Soraway Sun, a proper family paper. A British Grand's dream holiday to Corfu fell flat because her all-inclusive resort didn't have any English food on offer.
Uh-huh.
Oh, man.
She's from Newcastle-upon-Tyne. Mm. She vowed she'll never book with this travel company again after being less than impressed with the grub on offer. And that really sums up English food, doesn't it?
Mm.
With the word grub.
Yeah.
There's lots of pictures of it, of the stuff she enjoyed. Looks perfectly serviceable. She jetted off in May with like three cousins and that, and her daughter for a 7-night stay at the Lido Corfu Sun Hotel on the Greek island. They're looking forward to a week of relaxation, but the ordeal was horrendous from the minute they got there, Susan said. Mm. After paying £750 each for the weekly, Sun Treacle expected to slap more meals and drinks on top. Lee.
Sorry, you've lost me now. Okay,
I didn't hear any of that.
She secured £750 a week, right? For slap one meals and drinks on tap, like.
Why is this in the paper?
Yeah. But she told the Chronicle Live there was no food we could eat and we couldn't have anything to drink. We had to pay £1.50 for water. Right. But all the food they've had to eat, I mean, I'm looking at pictures and it's harrowing.
She had to put up with rice at one
local
point.
Notch. Yeah. At one point, she had to put up with rice.
Mm.
Wow.
I tell you, I went to, you know, in Spain, sometimes, well, always, you have to drive on the other side of the road.
It's unbelievable.
They don't drive on the English side.
It's so rude.
Yes.
You know what it is? It's rude.
It's just rude. Also, they have foreign steering wheels that they've stuck in English cars. So you get these cars that look English.
Yes.
Exactly the same as you'd find on our roads.
Yeah, yeah.
But no.
I know.
They've moved the steering wheel to be foreign.
And you can't understand the radio.
No.
It's just gobbledygook.
No, they just, no, it's gobbledygook. They're talking rubbish. You can comb through it. There's nothing. They're just talking in foreign.
It's weird.
It's disgusting. 83936. What bits of foreign have you encountered when you've been somewhere foreign?
It's the heat I don't like.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, it's just hot. Like Sir John Betjeman said, isn't abroad awful? You know? He did say that, which is amazing, isn't it? Anyway, please, 83936, what have you encountered and had to deal with? Apart from beers you don't instantly recognise from home.
Cold beers.
Yes. Yeah. Some of the beers cold and
that. Really cold beers.
This is Blossoms, it's perfect me. It's right. No, it's not. It's not. That might be coming up later.
Oh.
Yeah?
Teams.
Right now, though, 83936.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan. Rain. I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
Summer doesn't always have to mean the end of the beloved Sunday roast. At Waitrose, we're introducing a new take on the classic. The British Tomahawk Steak. Intense and full of flavour with every bite. Keep that Sunday roast feel and serve alongside barbecued potatoes and charred veg. And if there's still room on the barbecue, our beef smash burgers with bone marrow are extra thick and ready for smashing. Let your summer side out with Waitrose. Selected lines and stores subject to availability.
The people of Britain love their fancy blenders. They've bought loads of them. And luckily, if they bought them with Barclaycard, they earned rewards. In fact, they'll earn rewards on all their eligible purchases. It's a more convenient way to consume your fruit and veg. What you buy is your business. Giving you rewards on purchases is ours. Barclaycard. Make money work for you. 28.9% APR representative variable subject to application, financial circumstances and borrowing history. T's and C's apply.
The best family time is family holiday time. And with EasyJet Holidays, brilliant summer package holidays start from just £299 per person, with millions of free kids' places available. Search EasyJet Holidays. Get out there. Price based on 2 adults for 5 nights, limited availability, 1 free child place for every 2 full paying adults sharing, at all protected, T's and C's apply.
Do you like the sound of work that has plenty of giggles? Where you'll build lifelong skills, as well as wobbly towers? Where you'll feel part of a team, or even have the chance to lead one? Where every little thing you do makes a big difference?
Superstar, you did it!
Do something big. Work with small children. Search Early Years Careers to find out more.
At Morrison's, for this week's fresh weekly specials, save a third on our British rump steak. Now £16 per kilo. So get out the pan, turn up the heat and whip up a storm in the kitchen. Go on, treat yourself and someone you really love to a delicious steak dinner. All without breaking the bank. Fresh from Market Street. Majority of stores online may vary, subject to availability. Excludes Morrison's Deli was £24.50 per kilo, ends 5th of June.
You could be a lotto millionaire like Terry. Get your ticket for tonight's draw. The National Lottery. Rules and procedures apply. Players must be 18 or over.
Radio X.
Kick off with the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning from 6:30.
Hi, Johnny Vaughan. Chris Moyles here with Dominic Byrne.
Hello.
We want to apologise. You did all that great work in doing the photo shoot with the Radio X beer-proof parkas, and then we sold them all out this morning, yep. And there's none left.
That's terrible.
Sorry about that. We also had Clinton Baptiste on the show today, but he's not on tomorrow. So if you don't like him, listen to the Chris Moyles Show tomorrow morning.
Check the latest travel info at radiox.co.uk.
Radio X.
Okay, everyone, so look at the numbers from Q1 and you'll see that there's a sharp...
Alex? Oh, I think you're frozen.
And that's why it's crucial that we make...
Eh, that sounded important.
Because if we don't act now...
We've lost him.
Bring an end to work call interruptions with EE Wi-Fi Enhancer. More work from homers are choosing EE Broadband, the UK's fastest growing broadband provider.
And he's back.
So I hope that was all clear.
To verify, see ee.co.uk/claims.
Johnny Vaughan. Radio X.
Sleep.
Perfect me. Sounds like Blossoms on Radio X, because it was! Jonathan Templeton's here, Gav's here, Harry's here, Vinny's here. Most importantly, you're here. Thank you very much indeed for all your texts of the incredible things you've had to suffer when you've been somewhere foreign. This is after a woman went to... I mean, I was just reading about her hell there.
Mm. Yeah, she went to Corfu for a week and they gave her, you know, Greek food.
Well, there was no sausages.
No sausages or bacon.
Bacon.
She did manage chips, I think, on one day of the week.
Yes, she did.
Yeah, she managed got some chips.
She managed to get all of some chips, like, you know. Tej Avec Gang. Easy, that's a bit foreign. I was in Australia on a ship a while back. The local agent insisted on taking me for a local beer and a menu that featured kangaroo.
Yeah.
I was very brave. I enjoyed his hospitality. Had a great time. Carry on, said Captain Ben. That's really brave of you.
Very brave.
But isn't it, though?
And he didn't complain, either.
Mm.
You can tell he just shouldered the the task.
Yeah. Like, he manned up.
Mm.
Sons, what do you got there?
Chris in Cornwall says, hello, Johnny Love. I went to an Indian restaurant once. The smell of curry was overwhelming. luckily, I love it. So I had lamb naga, pilau rice, and keema naan. Yum, yum.
That's big, Chris in Cornwall. We're getting loads of stories like this.
Sure.
Of people wandering into foreign restaurants.
Shocking stories.
Even in this country.
Them,
and them having to brave spiciness. Gav, what have you seen that someone's braved?
Ian says, when I was abroad, I had to tolerate street signs in a funny language.
Oh, I hate that.
And I also thought the speed limits were a bit spicy. I even thought, 130, that's a bit fast.
Yes.
Mm.
It gets me as well, yeah. Yeah, it's almost like a challenge.
Yeah, it really is like a challenge, isn't it? You're thinking, what? But then you realise what they've done.
Yeah.
On every single car, when you're somewhere foreign.
Sure.
They've altered the speeds. They've altered them.
I've noticed. It's different numbers, isn't it?
No, it's different numbers. So 60 isn't as fast.
That's right.
You can tell when you stick your head out of the window.
They're just liars.
I get a lot more wind resistance if I stick my head out of a window at 60 in Britain. This doesn't feel fast.
I know.
Such a funny image of you trying to work out the wind resistance.
They're liars.
Yes.
They're liars.
They're just liars. They alter it in every car. TJ, I was disgusted when the Paella restaurant in Tenerife, it's called Paella.
Right.
Yeah.
Had no brown sauce and very dodgy looking pies. They were all made of rice.
Yeah.
That's Steve in Luton, yes.
He says he walked out.
He walked out because it was called Paella, and yet the pies were just rice with fish.
Amazing.
Like weird. There was no pastry on it at all.
Weird.
God, how he suffered. What have you seen there, sons?
I took my wife and children to Japan to watch the Rugby World Cup.
Oh,
and you
Christ.
Won't believe what they did, Johnny.
Oh, what did they do?
They only served the fish in this Sushi restaurant.
What's
raw, My wife was mortified.
Unbelievable.
That's from Dan in Cheltenham, looking forward to a pink martini tonight.
That sounds a bit foreign. Sushi. Yeah, that's like raw fish. Mm. I went to Japan and
You know what? I don't believe that story.
No, that's, they did, Gav. When I went to Japan, I was given raw fish and there was no way to cook it.
What?
I was thinking, what am I meant to do with this?
Was it battered?
I don't know, but it was with these little grains of like, I don't know what they were. They were like tiny chips.
That's weird.
Yes.
That is just weird.
Tej, I couldn't believe it when I went to Spain last. They kept serving me pints and pints of San Miguel. It was an outrage. And then they've added at the end, he let it down. Thanks very much for that. I'm really glad that touched.
He let it down.
So there's about three texts we get who will always add, he let it down. This is Blur, Country House. Keep those coming in, please. 839
Just said, take dweller, successful fella. Thought to himself, oops, I've got a lot of money. Caught in a rat race, terminally. I'm a professional cynic, but my heart's not in it. I'm paying the price of living life at the limit. Caught up in eccentric anxiety. Yes, it plays on him. In the country, watching afternoon repeats and the permeates in the country. He takes a manner of pills and piles up analyst spells in the country. Oh, it's like an animal farm, that's a rural charm in the country. He's got morning glory and life's a different story. Everything's going jack and jolly. Touch with his own mortality. It's a helping hand that makes you feel wonderfully blind. Oh, it's a century's remedy for the things that haunt. Start trying simple. Lives in a house, a very big house in the country. He's got a fog in his chest, so he needs a lot of rest in the country. He doesn't drink, smoke, laugh, takes herb and baths in the country. Fish should come to no harm on the animal farm in the country. In the country. In the country.
Take care of you. Country. does your hair? Wake up drunk and beaten in some strange bed. Oh yeah, what can a poor boy do? Better go back to your mama, she'll take care of you. Country girl, what you sow. Oh yeah, what can a poor boy do? What can I do? Better go back to your mama, she'll take care of you. One last time, country girl,
Primal Scream on Radio X. We've had Country Girl, we had Country House earlier. That's coincidence, it's not a theme developing.
No,
don't worry about that.
No.
Don't worry about that one.
No.
Well, what would be the third song in that? I don't know,
Country Boy. Charlatans.
Yeah.
North Country Boy.
Yeah, yes, yeah. There we go.
North Country Boy.
Let's get it on. No, because that would be a theme. That'd be a thing. Ladies and gentlemen, it's the 4 till 7 thing on Radio X. We're just looking at some of the terrible things you've had to suffer when you've gone somewhere foreign. This is after a woman's in the paper. She's all over the paper. She went to Corfu. There was no sausages or bacon. Mm. In fact, she had to eat, and I quote, foreign muck.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
There
was no decent English grub.
That's no, there was no decent grub.
That's right.
I don't think she said even English grub, just grub.
Our listeners have suffered almost as much.
It's shocking. Joining the team, I was in Paphos a couple of weeks ago. A dog hole. I was disgusted. The barman insisted on keeping the pint glasses in the freezer. Terribly cold to hold the glass.
It's just the sort of thing that
they're just trying it
horrible.
On.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's probably where they clean them. They try and freeze the germs.
It makes the beer really cold.
You can't get some decent flat ale.
And you end up having to quaff it instead of just sipping it.
Yeah. Yeah. I went to one in Greece. Went in Corfu, funny enough. I sat down, they gave me.
What?
Some free cheese and ham.
What?
Just with an ice cold beer.
What? That's so annoying.
I said, I haven't asked for that.
No,
yeah. When I want cheese and ham, I shall ask you. Cal's got a hero next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 thing.
Radio X.
Your Starbucks is ready. Beans ground. Milk frothed. Shots pulled. Velvety milk poured into a double shot of dark perfection and... oof, that's the good stuff. The baristas are ready. The finest coffee beans are ready. The Starbucks you love is ready. Hello again from the Starbucks Coffee Company.
Feel the thunder of hooves, the tension as they race past, your heart in your chest,
that split second of silence before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar, July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wickes to design our new kitchen.
At Wickes, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
You might think that the most important thing for an electric car is to have the greatest possible range. But then you realise that you're only driving 23 miles a day, and that's the reality. Discover Dacia Spring, the new electric city car with all the range you need from only £14,995. No wonder it's won TopGear.com's Best EV Bargain Award. And if you purchase the Dacia Spring before June 30th, you get 0% APR representative and a £1,000 deposit contribution. Find out more at dacia.co.uk. PCP, Mobilised Financial Services, T's and C's applied. 23 miles is average customer use based on internal source.
I never thought of myself as the giving type. But I guess I am. I cook my housemate an extra delicious pot of stew after a long night shift. And I give blood when I can. Investing 1 hour of my time can save up to 3 lives. Like the life of my little cousin, Jace, who suffers from sickle cell. But you wouldn't know that by how cheeky he is. If you're the giving type, please book an appointment at blood.co.uk.
With over 50 years' experience at Fidelity, we believe there's a difference between investing and being invested. Investing is having access to guidance, tools and expert insights. Being invested means feeling confident about your future. Investing is choosing from a wealth of investment options. Being invested means focusing on your long-term goals. For ISAs, pensions or advice, be truly invested with Fidelity. Go to fidelity.co.uk. Your capital is at risk. Terms apply.
Johnny Vaughan.
Below the ground, there is a poison in the air, a mix of chemicals and fear. Mammoths are just hunches, I'm not sure what they mean. You're asking for commitment when I'm somewhere in between. Never, never try to gauge temperature when you tend to travel at such speeds. A velocity is it cold where you are time of the air? Hit a screen, and you're expected to know what they mean. Throughout the conflict, I was serene. I can't outrun the sadness I've seen. Are you willing to resist the people you've never met? The devil's wheel revolves, but it needs to be reset. Never, never try to gauge temperature when you tend to travel at such speeds of velocity. I'm a call in the middle of the night.
Black, Simo Park, Our Velocity right here on Radio X. And it should be Our Velocity. And Our Velocity is 70 on motorways, 60 on... Sorry. Sorry.
We'll come back to that.
I'm just saying, reading so much stuff coming in. Pete in Nottingham, yeah? Hmm. He was on a foreign beach once.
Yeah.
The water was so clear and pure, he could see fish.
What?
Oh, my God. And they didn't do anything about it.
I don't know what happened, but it just sounds to me like it's just... That is so... It's just so foreign.
Why do we even go...
I don't, Gav, I don't know. With eyesores like that?
Hang on. Oh, man.
I don't want to know what's in the water.
Exactly.
You know?
Yeah.
Especially not when I'm in Britain.
That's right.
Right, Gav. Keep coming in, 83936. This woman's really fired me up. Sorry, British woman went to Corfu.
Mm.
No British food at all.
No.
Gav.
Amazing.
Who's your hero? I hope he's British.
He is. So the hero today, Johnny, is a man called Benjamin Huntsman.
Where's he from?
He's from Lincolnshire.
Oh, man, you can't get more British than Lincolnshire.
No, you can't.
Terrible place.
He lived from 1704 to 1776.
The Devil's County.
Check out what he did for a living.
What did he do?
He was a clockmaker.
Right.
A lockmaker.
Yeah.
A toolmaker.
Yeah.
A surgeon.
Yeah.
An oculist.
Right.
And an inventor.
Nice.
Quite a lot all in one
place. Can I say Lincolnshire is in the Devil's County instead?
No,
we know that to
not.
Be Cornwall. But
so he
it's not good.
He was born today in 1704 in Epworth, Lincolnshire, which I think we've had as a pet town before. He was the fourth child of William and Mary Huntsman, a Quaker family, a farming family. He started out in business as a clockmaker and also made locks and tools. He had a sideline in surgery. It was described terrifyingly as experimental surgery.
Oh, man.
But it did. I couldn't find out any more about that, but it sounds scary.
It all looks... Do you know what, though, Gav?
Mm.
Through the lens of history, all surgery looks experimental.
Exactly. It all was, wasn't it?
It still is. It will do, Gav. Years to come, we'll think, Christ, how did they do that?
Yeah.
It's terrible.
He also had gave consultations as an oculist, which is an old word for what is now an ophthalmologist or whatever. Eye stuff.
Anyway,
he did all this stuff in Doncaster, and then he moved to Handsworth near Sheffield in 1740. He was in his mid-30s. He'd already been experimenting with melting iron to try different recipes for making different kinds of steel. And he was able to eventually, using coke fires, which have a much higher temperature than coal, he was able to melt and cast 15 kilograms of very hard steel at a time. He then made a long case clock from his new steel, and that is the first item ever made from crucible cast steel. It was his technique. That clock is on display today at the Kelham Island Museum in Sheffield. Anyway, the cutlery trade in Sheffield refused to use his steel because they had a deal with the Germans. They were using German steel in the 18th century.
They should have tariffs.
Anyway, he couldn't sell it to the Sheffield cutlery makers, so he sold it to the French cutlery makers, who then sold it in England and were competition for the Sheffield cutlery makers.
Were there no tariffs?
So they gave
good
in.
Idea.
They gave in and started using his steel, but not before sending a man in to try and get his recipe.
Did they?
They sent a beggar in, a man to pretend to be a beggar and say, can I just lie by the fire for a while to warm up?
Classic.
And he was watching how he made his steel. That's amazing. So either way...
I can't believe they did that.
I know, but it's typical, isn't it? Because there were no patents, I don't think. Or he didn't have a patent.
He wasn't a real beggar.
No, obviously
not.
He'd
been really obvious.
No, he was a steel
man. Can I just lie by the fire? Hello there, I'm a beggar.
And obviously the idea being harder steel, it holds a cutting edge for longer and very useful. So either way, even though he didn't have a patent, he lived a prosperous life until his death in 1776. He has a hospital building named after him and a Wetherspoons in Sheffield.
Oh, no, now you're talking. You see, you had...
There is a Benjamin Huntsman...
You should have led with that.
...today.
Gav?
Yeah.
What is his chief inventions? What did he change about the world
we live in? He made crucible cast steel, which is a harder steel. It allows the carbon to distribute perfectly with various fluxes and ingredients.
Which means...
You make better cutlery.
There we go.
Long before stainless steel, but either way, Benjamin Huntsman.
Benjamin Huntsman. They won't be saluting you in China if they don't have it. But I can tell you this. In this country, we hold you as a hero. This is Rushmere's Mumford & Sons right on Radio X. Thank you, Gav.
Don't you miss the breathlessness, the wildness in the eye. Come home late in the morning light. Bloodshot dreams.
lies under street light spells, a truth no one can tell. And I was still a secret to myself. Light me up, I'm wasted in the dark. Rush me a restless heart.
Mumford and Sons right here on your Radio X. Thank you so much for all your foreign horror stories. This is after this Geordie woman, bless her, went to Corfu. She had to put up with foreign muck. See what she didn't get? She said there was no sausages, no bacon.
Unbelievable.
Hey, she was made to eat Greek food for the whole holiday.
It's like a slap in the face, isn't it?
It's a punch in the face.
It really
it's
is.
It's a punch in the teeth.
Yeah.
Hello, Thang Gang. I recently went to Dubai. You won't believe how hot it is out there. I had to enjoy a heat of 43 degrees. That's 100 in English. From Woods. We've got the news next.
Johnny Vaughan's 4 till 7 fan.
Radio X.
Feel the thunder of hooves. The tension as they race past. Your heart in your chest. That split second of silence. Before the roar of the finish. That glorious Goodwood feeling. Qatar Goodwood Festival, presented by Visit Qatar, July 29th to August 2nd. Book now.
What do you give the dad who has everything? Something from Aldi. Where else? Which cheapest supermarket 2024? How about a juicy rump steak to say, well done, Dad? A bottle of Highland Earl blended Scotch whiskey? Or a spicy, specially selected golden rum, maybe? Aldi, you'd have to go much farther for better Father's Day value.
Don't go. No one knows instruments like you do.
A sales assistant at Jen's music store is moving up north, so she needs to find a replacement. A musical whiz who hits all the right notes.
I bet you're going to miss this peace and quiet.
Indeed can help her find great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you post a sponsored job, you get a list of candidates whose CVs on Indeed match your description. To start hiring, visit Indeed.com/try today.
Warning. Domino's delivers quicker than you think. 25 minutes on average. You won't have time to straighten your hair, finish that work thing, or delete all photos of your ex. You've been warned. Hot and fresh in 25 minutes on average.
Domino!
Based on UK delivered orders, October 23 to March 25. Delivery times not guaranteed.
Buying a home on a holiday park was the retreat you always wanted. But then came unexpected site fee increases. And that was before the dramatic loss in value. If you bought a home on a holiday park in the UK, you may have been missold. HolidayParkAdviceCentre.co.uk could help you receive thousands in compensation. Text ADVICE to 78900. That's ADVICE to 78900.
So, close your eyes, picture the scene. Just you and me, alone, enjoying breakfast on our own little island. Sounds perfect, right?
Yeah.
Great, because I've booked Wickes to design our new kitchen.
At Wickes, we have 70 kitchen styles to choose from, with prices from under £3,000 to over £20,000. And with our spend and save offer, there's up to 50% off kitchen units. Book a free design appointment and feel as proud as a peacock with Wickes. Terms and minimum spend apply.
On your radio, on Global Player, and on your smart speaker.
Play Radio X.
This is Radio X News.
From Global's newsroom at 5, a body has been found in the search for a missing British man in Portugal. 38-year-old Greg Monks disappeared on a stag do last Wednesday. Our reporter Alan Zazinski says police made the discovery on vacant and uneven terrain.
Now, what Greg was doing in that area, suburbs on the hilly outskirts of the city, miles away from where he left friends on the strip, remains a mystery. He was only placed there through CCTV images.
The Metropolitan Police says it needs the help of tech companies to tackle phone thefts. MPs have been hearing evidence from the force alongside bosses from Apple and Google. A father and son have been in court accused of murdering a four-year-old in a car crash in Kent. Two pickup trucks collided in Dartford on Sunday. They're due back in court this week. And the Chancellor insists families are going to start to feel better about their finances. There's going to be a major update on government spending next week. But the Tories say she's scrambling to save her failing economic plan.
Sport.
England defender Millie Bright has made herself unavailable for selection for this summer's Women's Euros. The Chelsea captain posted on social media, "It's one of the hardest decisions I've ever had to make, but right now I'm not able to give 100%. Lee Carsley has signed